News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, all morning we have been broadcasting live from the genuinely beautiful Café du Parc, which is part of the Killarney Plaza Hotel and Spa, and as part of News Talk's summer tour, with thanks to the ESB's 1,600 EV chargers across Ireland, giving you the freedom to go further. And joining us now is the General Manager of the Killarney Plaza Hotel, where we are staying, Dennis McCarthy. Good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning. Welcome, Ciara and Shane. Welcome to Killarney and to the Killarney Plaza Hotel.
Thank you very much. We're seeing it at its best, aren't we?
That's great. Yeah, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there. I'm actually the General Manager of the Killarney Avenue Hotel, which is a sister property. There's three hotels in the O'Donoghue Ring collection.
Ah, very good.
Killarney Plaza, the Killarney Avenue, Killarney Towers and River Island Hotel.
Okay.
I suppose the Killarney Avenue was the first hotel that the company purchased and operated in the 1970s, 78. And I would have joined the company in 1986 as a little young fella from West Cork. And
You've seen some changes.
I've seen huge changes, yeah, from the 80s. The big disco scene, we had a big nightclub, Revel's nightclub in the Killarney Avenue that time. 800,000 people on a Saturday night. We used to have acts like John Kenny, The Stunning, The Four of Us, Black Velvet Band.
I remember all the names. We obviously arrived in yesterday, and as I said, the town is looking amazing because it's bathed in sunshine. Michael Healy-Ray described Killarney as the tourism capital of the Western world. Would you agree?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. It's a remarkable town. I suppose I really seen it coming from West Cork into a town. I was used to a market town in West Cork, more of an agricultural town and that, whereas you come in here, and it was a huge eye-opener for me to see the way they ran their businesses, everybody kind of got on in business. We're only a stone throw away from the Killarney National Park.
Literally, we're on the edge of the town and the edge of the National Park, and we went round it in with Paul of Killarney jaunting cars yesterday, and it was literally spectacular. Tourism is clearly thriving in Killarney, but I imagine there has its challenges as well.
It does, yeah. It's thriving because of the product that's been offered and the experience and that has been built up by, I suppose, Killarney is doing tourism since the late 1780s. It started that time. It really started to take off then after Queen Victoria's visit. And I suppose they have a couple of hundred years of practicing tourism, getting it right. There's always challenges. The challenges are, I suppose, globally at the moment. There's a lot of indecision out there. People aren't sure whether to travel or not. I suppose some in America is, some people don't like to travel when there's impending conflict and that. The town itself, this year tourism is quite good.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any noticeable decrease as such.
Dropping off, which is good. Michael Healy-Ray was talking about there's thousands of beds in Killarney, hotel beds. And do you find that leads to competition, or do you find that it just makes a centre with a bit of a bustle that actually draws more people in?
I think it leads to competition, but obviously competition is healthy. It keeps us all on our toes. There is nobody going to leap ahead of anybody else, because I suppose everybody's looking for rooms at the weekend, but we also have rooms midweek which we have to fill. So
there's value during the week for people.
There is unbelievable value.
One of the news stories today, Dennis, is that the Ireland is, I think, the second most expensive country now in Europe. Do you still think that Ireland offers value to tourists who come here?
It does offer value, yeah, but obviously we have, there is issues with VAT and that. We are paying very high VAT rates and that. But I think people get very, very good value in Killarney. The product is immense.
Yeah.
I mean, you see yourself here in the Killarney Plaza Hotel. It's a spectacular venue. I suppose in the O'Donoghue Ring collection, we have something for everybody in our hotels, the three hotels. Standards are all the same, but there is something different. Each hotel is a different personality.
And maybe lastly, Michael Healy-Ray was talking as well about how much family features in Killarney, like the jaunting cars. We were out with a Jarvie. He was a fifth generation, but his own kids are now sixth generation Jarvies. But also, you've been saying you've been working here since within the hotel group since 1986. That's real sort of investment in a community, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it shows. I would be with this company 36 years. I wouldn't be with them, and this is a family-run business. I wouldn't be with them unless they were doing something right, and obviously they wouldn't keep me unless I was doing something
half
right anyway. But yeah, the town is going very well. There's good cooperation between the businesses as well.
Look, we have had an amazing time staying in the Clonarly Plaza and indeed here in the beautiful Café du Parc. Thank you for having us, and you are definitely doing something right. That is Dennis McCarthy there, and we are literally delighted to be here, and thank you for having us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.